Here in America tonight with Talk Radio News, our pal Jeff Holtzman on the line. Jeff, the crazy shooting at the Capitol, flush that out for us. And did you happen to be there when this was happening?
I was about two blocks away from where it ended. And remember, it started at the White House. A woman driving a black Infiniti sedan with Connecticut tags apparently tried to barge through the barricade at 15th and Pennsylvania Avenue. If you've been to the White House or if any of your listeners have, then you'll know that you can't drive your car along the area of Pennsylvania Avenue in front of the White House. There are barricades at each end of the street, one on 15th Street, one on 17th Street. This woman tried to go through the barricade on 15th Street. She obviously was unsuccessful and then proceeded to lead law enforcement on a wild high-speed chase down Pennsylvania Avenue toward Capitol Hill. She did a couple circles at Garfield Park, which is the circle right in front of the west lawn of the U.S. Capitol. There's a reflecting pool in the background. It's a very iconic area. And then she, from there, went up to the Hart Senate building, and that's where it all ended. Law enforcement, I believe it's actually was Secret Service that caught up to her and actually ended up shooting and killing the woman. So a lot of folks around 2:30 today reported that they heard gunshots around the Capitol. Well, that's what it was. It turned out to be law enforcement shooting this woman, this female suspect who was leading them on a high-speed chase. The woman, it turns out, was not armed, but she had obviously done something in addition to leading them on a high-speed chase and, you know, possibly using her car as a weapon, had done something to provoke law enforcement. She apparently also had a small child in the car. A small child believed to be around 2 or 3 years old, who was removed from the car by law enforcement and taken to a nearby hospital. The child was not believed to have been injured. So just absolutely, absolute craziness today on Capitol Hill.
Yeah, and of course, as you know, this everybody was reacting. They were tweeting things. A lot of the congressional people were doing that, and they were asked about it and described it. Some of them were close to it or close to what they thought was the sounds. They were hearing the pop, 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 which was probably what happened with the police officers.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably what it was. I first saw the news. I'm sitting in my office, which is about two blocks away from where this woman, who we now know as 34-year-old Miriam Carey, a dental hygienist from Connecticut. And I'm about two blocks away, and I hear these and see these reports of, you know, gunfire, and obviously everybody in the Capitol was forced to shelter in place for a while. The Capitol was on lockdown. Armed security officers were storming through the Capitol complex with their weapons drawn. There was complete pandemonium. The House and Senate both went into recess while this was getting sorted out. And eventually, about an hour later, the lockdown was over. People were allowed to leave and enter the building. But the perimeter was secure. And it's just unbelievable to think that a high-speed car chase could take place in Capitol Hill. I mean, you know, D.C. is famous for political gridlock, but the traffic's just as bad. So it's kind of incredible. We actually caught up to an eyewitness this afternoon who described seeing the car chase down Pennsylvania Avenue and said it was surreal and something that he never thought he'd see. But this woman was apparently breaking all sorts of traffic laws, running red lights, and she was tailed by about four or five cop cars. And in fact, the only injury of the whole situation, aside from her being shot and killed, was a police officer who was chasing her. Police had set up a temporary barricade on one of the streets off Pennsylvania Avenue to try and catch this woman, and it ended up that one of the police officers chasing her ran into it with his car. His car was completely damaged, and the officer was actually taken to a hospital and treated for injuries. He's expected to make a recovery. But just absolute craziness.
No kidding. And no word on any thoughts or any preliminary discussions about what was the motivation?
Well, the reporting up to now tells us that this woman, Miriam Carey, had suffered from a history of mental illness. She apparently split her time between Brooklyn, New York, and Stamford, Connecticut, again, as a dental hygienist. She she's, you know, a motive has not yet been released, and so that's what we're really waiting on. Obviously, terrorism has been ruled out in this situation.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're just trying to get more information about this woman and, you know, and aside from her mental illness, what drove her to do this.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, so we'll wait on that, see what happens. The other thing is what's going on as far as the boys and girls on the Hill trying to play nice. I guess they still haven't come up with anything. So another day of a shutdown. And are we any closer to solving the riddle of the budget?
We are not, Kate. This shutdown is going to enter its fourth day tomorrow. The Senate will gavel back into session at 10:30 a.m. The House will be in session tomorrow, and you could see both houses of Congress stay in session over the weekend. But there's really no deal on the imminent horizon. Leaders spoke to each other last night at the White House. Harry Reid, John Boehner got together, but afterwards they told reporters they were still very far apart. And essentially what it comes down to is the House, led by Boehner, is refusing to pass a clean continuing resolution, and the Senate is refusing to negotiate anything but a clean resolution, and the White House is on the Senate side. So there is still very much a lot of distance between the two sides on this issue.
Yeah, is it thought, because you're kicking this around all day long, as you describe where your office is, you're talking to all kinds of different people. Is the thought that this is going to go through 2 weeks or butt up against the whole debt ceiling deadline or what?
It could, actually. That's definitely something being discussed, because the debt ceiling deadline, according to the Treasury Department, is October 17th. That's exactly 2 weeks from now. Mm. So there's a lot of speculation that Republicans may try and tie government funding to a measure to raise the debt ceiling.
Wow. All right, so we'll see how that also plays out. Jeff Holtzman, Talk Radio News, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kate. Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye. So what a crazy day in Washington. I think the story is, what drove this woman to do what she did? And so sad, actually, that the child, as you heard Jeff Holt say, in the car, just complete chaos. Throughout the day, there was all these reports, gunshots at the Capitol, and you can imagine, you know, the teases. You were thinking, wow, people have lost it because they're tired of what's happening there. Police swarmed all over the place. It was a panic for at least a couple of minutes. And senators reported hearing the shots, and that's what it was. It was the police that were all over this car. And there were a lot of people that witnessed what happened there. It's, you know, absolutely insane. Insanity. And speaking of insanity, we have the blunder of the day, too, coming up as well in this Hour of America tonight. Mitch McConnell and Rand Paul caught on a hot mic. You know, it's just one of those things where people talk off guard and the mics are hooked up to them for television and they forget that it could be on. And, of course, somebody's always rolling. And sure enough, somebody was rolling. So what was said that exploded all over the Internet and the Twittersphere earlier in the day when it came to the conversation between McConnell and Paul? We're going to let you hear, and you can decide. All that and so much more coming up on this great show that we have for you. So hang with us. Odds and ends on the flip side. More on the craziness at the Capitol. We'll let you hear some of that next on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
By the way, as long as you're paying some taxes, friends, 80% of the government, as I've said, is funded by us, our money. And every time we blow it, every time they blow it, the people we elect, they're burning a hole in all of our pockets. So think about that. If you think, well, you know what, it doesn't really affect me right now, I'm sick of it, so no movement in the shutdown. It's like I pick up my Wall Street Journal this morning, you know, stumble outside. No movement in the shutdown. Well, no kidding. It's not a surprise. Nothing is happening. Obama, congressional leaders, meet. But nobody is backing off the budget stance. Nobody is willing to do that. And then it becomes a question of, I guess in a sense, I mean, do you lay the blame across the board? Do you lay the blame on the Democrats in the Senate or the House Republicans? Or, you know, are you just kind of sick of it all? Is it all just white noise to you now at this point? So thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. And if you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can. Came to the right place, 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. David in the UK. Hello, David.
Hiya, Kate. I wanted to talk about this subject, about the shutdown of the government and Obamacare and the behavior of the GOP in general and the Tea Party faction in particular, if that's okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, go for it.
Well, to begin with, I hear a lot of people saying, well, it's nothing to do with me because they have a nice warm place to live in right now and they don't have to worry about paying the mortgage because they still got a job or they still got a pension or they still got medical insurance. But a whole bunch of people starting October the 1st suddenly didn't have one, not just government workers. And by the way, these government workers are members of Congress. These are people who do jobs like cleaning and picking up after people in parks. And And these people suddenly have no job. And they can't, and I hear people, well, they had government jobs, they got plenty of money stashed away, and that's just nonsense. They have no empathy. They have no idea what happens when somebody suddenly loses a job. But beyond those people, there's a whole bunch of people who lost their job or lost their, or about to lose their business because they have peripheral businesses and jobs that support these kind of organizations, like the national parks, like the Empire State Building, like the people who work on the ferry that the ferry people back and forth from Ellis Island. Suddenly they're told to go get unemployment benefits. And that, oh, well, it's nothing to do with me, you know, and the government should be shut down, and they just never think it through because there's a whole bunch of people suddenly thrown onto the unemployment rolls for no fault of their own. And that really annoys me, more than annoys me, but I'm not allowed to use that kind of language on the radio.
No, listen. I agree with you. I agree. People don't understand. So what, you know what I say? I'm going to let you go on, but what I say is, it's the middle class of the government workers who are getting messed over with this. The people who are living check to check. It's the people who are supporting the people who have the higher pay grades that are making the big bucks. Yes, absolutely.
But here's an inconvenient truth. Spoiler alert ahead. You ready?
Yeah.
What we now call Obamacare, and is the reason that the Tea Party faction in general is trying to is holding the whole country to hostage, is actually not a Democratic plan in the beginning, in the first place. The Democrats proposed a single-payer option. And while Barack Obama and the Democrats were negotiating 2 or 3 or 4 years ago about this thing, they decided to negotiate, come to an agreement. And they came to an agreement, and they adopted, with very little change, the actual program that the Republicans had proposed in the first place. It's not a Democratic plan. It's not Obamacare, although they conveniently started labeling it Obamacare as some sort of way to paste the blame on him, and eventually took the joke and said, you know what, I don't care, call it Obamacare. And so now most of us call it Obamacare. A poll was recently taken, a bipartisan, you know, a unpartisan poll taken, and a whole bunch of people who support the Affordable Health Care Act don't support Obamacare. Go figure, right?
I know, I think we played that. Yeah, they don't understand, yeah.
But for the American Taliban to hold the whole country at hostage because they don't want to continue and with business in the government and put a gun at people's head and say, we don't care whether you can feed your children next month. We don't care about your car payment or your house payment. We're going to have our own way. And they're only there's something less than 25% of the GOP. They're a small faction inside of the in the Grand Old Party. And it's about time the Grand Old Party grew a pair of testicles and told these people to sit down and let the adults take care of business. Because otherwise, we're heading for a serious disaster. This is the beginning of it. And if they keep it up, when we start talking about the debt limit, well, it will be an economic disaster, not just the United States, but it could very easily spread to the rest of the world. I'm speaking fast because I know that you're on a time limit, but I really would like to expand on this someday with you. But a little bit of empathy for the people who have just lost their jobs, please. And please don't tell me that all these people who are on food stamps don't work. Something like 40% or 47% of the people on food stamps now, before this October 1st, were already on food stamps because they can't make enough money in the full-time jobs and the part-time jobs they're now taking.
Yeah, that's true. You can't wag the finger in all those directions. Yes, there are certainly people that fit the stereotype, but David, you're right. There are so many that don't. That's why food pantries in so many neighborhoods, suburban neighborhoods, are drained. They can't keep up because people can't keep up. I love it, David. So passionate. Thanks for the call. Is David right? Would you blame the Tea Party on this? Are they holding the Republican Party hostage? Is it their fault? Is it their fault? A Fox News poll showed that while voters oppose defunding the health care law, they say implementation should be delayed, and a majority want all or part of Obamacare repealed. 91% disapprove of Congress. 49% disapprove of the president. And everybody disagrees on ways to resolve the government shutdown. So one thing that is true, and here's what I think, I mean, it is Obamacare because they've adopted it. It's you can see when I say they, the government has adopted that. It's Obamacare across the board. Even on literature, you see Obamacare. So here's the thing. Two different tales. If we're talking about just the government, right, and this shutdown, to me, I blame everyone across the board, and I've already said that, because it's the same old politicking. And we've had this 10 years in a row where we haven't had a budget come October 1st. It's nothing new. It happens every single year. And this has got to be a big part of what a lawmaker is supposed to be able to do. But it seems as though it's an afterthought, and then it's the panic. We hit the panic button. The Republicans, if Obamacare, which there are many people, David, that are seeing that Obamacare is killing them. Some, that's that so-called middle class. Some of them are seeing the premiums are going up, 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 up. And the same with the deductibles, which will be crippling to a lot of people. So let's say the jury's out. A year goes by. To me, I think you go through implementation. And if it crumbles the way it's looking like in some areas, then the Republicans would win the prize because they could say, listen, you can't afford this anymore. Everybody's getting killed now. Look what's happening because of these premiums or whatever. So the defunding approach wasn't a successful idea, I don't believe, anyway, from the beginning, because the numbers weren't there to vote. The numbers weren't there in the votes. So all it succeeded in doing is closing down the government and affecting some of the people that David was talking about, some of the people who can ill afford to not have their job. It's not the fat cats that are living off the government, that are high off the hog. I think the government's way too big, way too bloated, and there's too much repetition in some jobs. If they would audit themselves, they could trim the fat even that way. But there are plenty of people, support people, the staff, some of the people he was talking about, that absolutely have jobs that are necessary, that are there, that are the ones that don't, that's why I keep saying that, the ones that don't make the money are the ones who are getting the brunt of this. They're bearing the brunt of this chaos on Capitol Hill. So maybe it comes back down to who you blame since David opened that back up. I'm going to let you hear that hot mic segment and hear what Mitch McConnell and Rand Paul had to say to each other earlier today. If you want to throw in, you can, 855-266-KATE.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food? What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Enrich and enlighten your life with the Awaken Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Experts from around the world present the latest advancements in holistic health, wellness science, and free energy technology. It's a weekend of insightful lectures, workshops, and discussions, all designed to help you reach your highest potential self, find the path that will cleanse your body and mind, and open doors to a new level of consciousness. Discover the benefits of raw food and juicing. Participate in the meditative practice of Tai Chi. Strengthen the body through yoga and view life-changing documentaries. An amazing array of exhibitors will offer the newest products and services that support a healthy and holistic lifestyle. Visit AwakenEmpoweredExpo.com for tickets. The Awaken Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Raising global consciousness as we come together to empower ourselves and each other to live to our fullest potential.
Earlier in the day, Mitch McConnell and Rand Paul had a little bit of an exchange thanks to a hot mic. Here's what they said when they thought nobody was listening, and it's a conversation about what's going on with the budget. Check it out.
UGM second.
I'm all wired up here.
I just did CNN. I just go over and over again. We're willing to compromise. We're willing to negotiate. I don't think they poll tested. We won't negotiate. I think it's awful for them to say that over and over again.
Yeah, I do too. And I just came back from that 2-hour meeting with them, and that was basically the same view privately as it was.
I think if we keep saying we wanted to defund it, we fought for that, but now we're willing to compromise on this. I think they can. I mean, we're gonna. I know we don't want to be here, but we're gonna win this. I think.
All right. So Rand Paul says we're going to win this. You heard when he went up to Mitch McConnell, he said, "Oh, I'm wired up. I can't come over." And then he went and had the conversation, and McConnell said, "I just spent 2 hours with him," meaning the president. And he said, you heard Rand Paul say, "Well, they must not have poll tested this because it's not looking good when they keep saying we are not going to negotiate. We're not going to negotiate." meaning the Democratic line is not playing well, and that you and I, because they poll test what's going to work with the masses, it's not working with us, so more people will blame the Democrats than they'll blame the Republicans for what's happened. So that does set up the question, do we blame the Democrats for this? Do we blame the Republicans? I said it at the top. Who do you blame for this? For me, it's across the board. I don't understand the whole budget process, that why we allow it to constantly be the same old groundhog thing, the scenario, when we know it's coming up. And sure, if things were tricky and once in a while that happened, but it's not once in a while when you're not moving the needle for 10 years and you get do-overs three different times. It's ridiculous. And so who pays the price? Well, a lot of people pay the price, including you and I, because we're funding whatever is happening with the government. Rest assured, we're funding it. And this is no way that I want my tax dollars spent on this nonsense. And every day, it's the same thing on the Hill. So no legislation is going through, not really. What about the serious conversations about some of the serious problems that we're having here in the United States? Immigration, the borders, for goodness sake. Pretty big, I'd say. Have we straightened out the visa mess completely yet? That's on a shelf. It's not the only thing on a shelf. The Keystone XL pipeline, what's going on with that? Are the Chinese taking that over? The Canadians tired of dealing with the waiting game with the United States? What's the final word? A through Z. Hardly any laws were passed this time around. And when this Congress wraps up, they'll be lucky if it's 20. I doubt it's going to be 20. Part of it is wasting the time on the budget, when it should have been dealt with long before, the day before the budget drop-dead date happened. That doesn't make any sense. It's like I say, don't, you know, how many books are there on goal setting, tackling the problem, setting the table? Who moved my cheese? I mean, there's so many, I can spout them off. So, is there goal setting on the Hill? No. All we do is react. All we do is react to things that happen, and that's what's happening with our lawmakers. Just reaction, 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 reaction. And there's an inherent danger in that. And the danger is, as David said from the UK, we got the debt ceiling looming. And the debt ceiling is nothing to trifle with, and it's something that will affect not just the United States, but it will affect other countries too as well if we go down this path. So hundreds of thousands of federal workers are on furlough for another day. No deal on the table. House Speaker John Boehner said after meeting at the White House, the Republicans continue to want to change the new federal health law, the Affordable Care Act. Democrats won't agree to any kind of changes. The president has said he is willing to compromise on a wide-ranging budget deal, but only after Republicans take steps like repealing, you know, responding rather, with some serious action instead of the same thing that we're seeing again and again and again. And coming back to the table and forgetting the whole idea of changing the health law and then get ready to work on the limit. Get ready to work on the limit. I think we're going to smash our heads into the debt ceilings, but I think it's going to happen there. And that's pretty frightening, I got to say. Pretty frightening, because then you can't, if you're not working for the government, you can no longer say it's not affecting you. So how is this going to end? The Department of Health and Human Services has exceeded its limits in terms of funding required to implement the federally run exchanges in states that don't establish their own. And any funding beyond what was allocated, what was budgeted when it was passed, is tied to specific timelines and budgets and all that nonsense, approved by Congress and the administration. So there's no expectation that there is any kind of a blank check for implementing the federal exchanges. So there's going to be problems with this. We already know that. There were no funds. The health care law didn't provide any money specifically for HHS to set up a federal fallback exchange, because when the law was passed, most of the lawmakers thought that most states would be setting up their own marketplaces. But they haven't done that. The cost of the operations for the federal exchanges is just another rat hole. It's another black hole. The exchanges have to work. They have to be able to verify what people earn. That's a huge problem. Now it's self-reported information to determine who's eligible, because they can't tell. So there isn't a verification for an individual or household income. So there's no checks and balances at this point. Nothing but problems I see down the road with that. Nothing but problems. So why the defunding in the first place? I don't understand that. And while the drum keeps beating on Obamacare and affordable health care, what do you do? One and the same. There's a glitch watch that's going on. So with the approval rating so low, and with the chant that the new health care law isn't fair to all people, there's a couple of different fires that are burning all over the place. And then on top of that, at the Capitol, as if they needed something else, and we're going to come up in our next segment and talk about this, a woman's killed by the police after a wild D.C. car chase. Say it was completely chaotic. And, of course, the second it happens, there are some people that were on talk radio that were saying that, well, this is a Tea Party nutball who's decided to make a statement by flying past the White House. And nobody knows any of the motivations. In fact, there was a child in the car. And then there were other people saying that this is just a mentally ill person who's been listening and paying attention and freaked out by everything that's happening with the government stalemate. And then there's others that say she may work for the government. So little by little, some pieces are starting to emerge. But the people that were there and saw what happened say it was just a crazy, crazy, chaotic scene. It's a very busy time, and all of a sudden, busy time for people kind of milling about. And all of a sudden, you just hear gunshots. You see so many cop cars around that Capitol building. It's already locked off with tons of patrols. The last time I was there, I couldn't believe how many I saw. And that was just a year ago. So the commotion started with this police chase on Pennsylvania Avenue for about a mile and a half. I mean, that's pretty wild. Just have that go for a mile and a half and end up near the Capitol. We're going to let you hear that next and talk a little bit more about that and mix in a few other things. Stay with us here on America Tonight.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Are you ready for a natural disaster, a downturn in the economy, or inflation? Prepare yourself. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Learn about food and water storage, emergency power, shelters, and precious metals. Hands-on training like marksmanship, suturing classes, emergency shelters, backyard farming, and so much more. Activities for the whole family. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Tickets and schedules available at selfrelianceexpo.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play with you. Let me see what spring is like.
That's what it sounded like today in D.C., anywhere near the Capitol. That'd be kind of creepy for people who were running out of Starbucks or a restaurant or one of the downtown hotels. It was kind of a busy time, even though things are shut down in a sense in D.C. There are still people milling around all over the place doing other jobs, believe it or not. Here's what Congressman John Lewis, Democrat from Georgia, said about the Capitol shooting and what he heard.
The very moment when I got to the bottom step, the police officers came running saying, go back, go up the step, go back in, get in the building, get in the building. I didn't see anything, but I saw many, many police officers running toward the building where I was planning to walk to.
Yeah, pretty scary to think about that, isn't it? I mean, here we are with the debt ceiling and what's going to happen and no budget and what's going on with the paychecks, and what does the shutdown mean for what's closed and what's not, and the fact that we've postponed the jobs report, of course, and a few other things have been postponed, and we sit and wait and see what the effect is on the economy and how this is going to continue to roll out this drama in D.C., and then some real-life drama intervenes of the serious sort. We're talking about a mile-and-a-half car chase, which is absolutely amazing that that happened. Only thing I can think of is, you know, as much as they're ready, at the ready position to deal with something, they weren't really ready to deal with this pursuit and then wild gunfire afterwards, because, hey, you got to stop that car. This is the president's house, the Capitol, all that kind of stuff. The car chase started near the White House and ended at the Capitol. The fact that there was a young child in the car and was then that child was put in, you know, protective custody is so, so sad. And this is an investigation that's going to go through New York City and Stamford, Connecticut, because this is what this woman was doing. This is where she was working as a dental hygienist. You might have heard that at the top of the hour with our in our conversation, rather, with Jeff Holtzman. So a one-year-old child, thank goodness, unharmed. And this was a black Infiniti that was the weapon. First, there was a security barrier, then the Secret Service office near the White House, and then a huge chase down the famous D.C. streets. And there's some pretty wild video that was taken minutes near the Capitol, you know, later at the Capitol, showing the car backing into a police cruiser before the chase started again. Gunshots were all heard all over. And finally, she was shot by the police just a few blocks away. She died. The police cars are a bunch of damage to police cars. Why did this happen? And why did the woman drive from the White House and toward the Capitol? What provoked that? What was the idea there? It's not an accident, certainly. It doesn't seem to be an accident. I don't believe they can rule that an accident. There's no question about it. And they're trying to speak to relatives and trying to figure out what could possibly have started this. They're saying maybe some mental illness, but you do something like that in D.C., you're done. I mean, there's no way. You are done. And by all reports, she didn't have a gun. She wasn't firing back or any of that. But she certainly was causing chaos, swerving in and away from cars, and then, you know, and then it ends at the very end of the Capitol, really. And there was a Capitol police bulletin that came out that said reports of gunshots had required all the people in the House office buildings to just shelter in place. So that had to be kind of freaky for them. They might not know all the details because the details were slow in coming. And to, you know, to have that happen while this is going on, it is freaky. It is, you know, where does your mind, what do you assume naturally has happened here? You know, the whole thing about assumptions. And, you know, did she just flip out? She had a history, they believe, of mental illness. Had a history of that. So is that playing a part into whatever it was that was going through Miriam Carey's head? 34 years old. Her mother said she suffered from postpartum depression. She had a one-year-old in the car, so think about that. A little girl. Unhurt, thank goodness, because with all the shots and all that other stuff, that could have ended even more tragically, for sure. They were waiting for a search warrant, the police were, to go into her apartment and see if they could find anything out in the apartment. There was a Capitol police officer who was injured. It was treated and released, however, so not anyone staying overnight, thank goodness. And if you went by the scene a couple of hours afterwards, because this happened at 2:12 in the afternoon East Coast time, you still would see that black Infiniti rammed into a barrier outside the, that's when it started, outside the White House, she rammed into the barrier. But you would see the car at 2nd and Constitution Avenue still afterwards so that they could go over the whole car and whatnot. Five cops surrounded the stopped car with their guns drawn. And the suspect wasn't listening to what they were saying and sped off. And once she got to the end, there was no way. They were shouting at the driver, screaming at the driver, and nothing changed. So they followed her, and then that was it. Ramming a Capitol Police car, stopped by a barrier near the Senate building, and they were authorized to shoot. So that's exactly what they did. They started to fire, which is why it's a miracle that the kid wasn't hit. She hit a couple of police cars, and then was stopped in her tracks when she got to the Capitol building. And all the senators who could hear it and were around described it as just that pop, pop, pop sounds. That's what they could hear, but it was really chaotic. Chaotic for the people who were just going about doing what they were doing and thinking, wow, I can't believe this is happening, because they weren't expecting any kind of an eruption like that, certainly, and lo and behold, that's exactly what happened. So Miriam Carey was a suspect. She was suffering from postpartum depression, and she was gunned down in a heavily guarded and dramatic scene, a chaotic scene. Very, very sad, especially seeing pictures of this woman and trying to make the leap and saying to yourself, wow, really? But it's true. Now, what can they find out that may piece the picture together a little bit more to try to have a better understanding of what was happening in her mind and what made her do what she was doing? Was she, you know, was it just the postpartum depression? Was there something more to it than that? I think if the family's saying, hey, history of mental health problems, postpartum depression, has the one-year-old in the car, it's pretty obvious there's something to that, or that's not what you would get there. You wouldn't get that. So wild. I mean, incredibly wild. A lot of you, by the way, sent emails, including this one from Jan, who said, my goodness, people need to get a hold of themselves, trying to ram cars through barriers and leading the cops on a wild chase can only lead to disaster in the end for the person who's driving the car. And that's exactly what happened. The person in the end is dead. And it's lucky you didn't have more bystanders hit, too, because there was a lot of bystanders in that area. If they had, you know, ricocheting bullet something else, and it would have been, all the conversation would have been about innocent people who were hit by ricocheting bullets that were being fired in the direction of the person who took off in their car and was using it as a Miriam Carey and was using it as a weapon. You want to shoot me an email? You can do that. All you have to do is go to americatonight.net. While you're there, click on Facebook and Twitter, and just like that, you are connected to America Tonight.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.